to that regular lower 90s with spotty storms here and there as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone because it has everything. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, radar, future radar, plus access to my videos and all my blog updates, too. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A home in Montgomery is heavily damaged after a fire broke out Monday. Fire officials say this fire happened on Gibson Street. Thankfully, no one was hurt. No word yet on what caused the fire. A Selma man tried and convicted of felony murder in the 2013 death of Selma High School student Alexis Hunter will serve 30 years in prison. District Attorney Michael Jackson says Larry Hunter and another man shot and killed Alexis Hunter and stole her and her friend's cell phones back in December of 2013. And Wetumpka residents are trying to solve a graffiti problem at the Bibb Graves Bridge in downtown. One business owner says the city has tried to cover some of the more offensive graffiti. We reached out to the city about what else can be done, but have not yet heard back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. But then you have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, and that is on Friday. That is eligible for any caller that calls in and just says, talks to me. Don't just ask to be in the drawing. Actually, talk to me. We never got to cut four of Kamala Harris, but let me do this. Let me kind of save that and pick back up on Nancy Cordes talking about the Brett Kavanaugh hearing.
The Senate, as you may have heard, is setting the stage for a brand new showdown over President Trump's Supreme Court nomination. Judge Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who claims he sexually assaulted her in high school will both testify at a Judiciary Committee hearing on Monday.
It will be the first public appearance by Professor Christine Blasey Ford.
Kavanaugh visited the White House yesterday, then talked to Senate Republican aides about the accusation. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill with how these stunning new developments will delay this week's scheduled committee vote to confirm Kavanaugh.
And remember, the makeup of the Supreme Court is hanging in the balance here, so the stakes could not be higher. So far, the Senate Judiciary Committee has invited two witnesses, Ford, who says that Kavanaugh attempted to rape her, and Kavanaugh, who says it never happened.
Everybody needs to be heard, but also people need to defend themselves.
Republican leaders agreed to hold the high-stakes hearing after prodding from Democrats and some of their own members.
I would have voted no this week, absent her being able to tell her story.
Even the president said Kavanaugh should have a chance to clear his name.
You have to go through this. If it takes a little delay, it'll take a little delay.
21 senators, 17 men and 4 women will have a chance to question California psychologist Christine Blasey Ford about her claim that Brett Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed, put his hand over her mouth, and groped her at a high school party in the early 1980s.
Okay, so you can hear how they're handling this. And now this is CBS Morning Show and their Capitol Hill person, Nancy Cordes. So I'm trying to give you a feel of that versus some of the other wraparound conversation that we've had. You've heard Kamala Harris, and she was pretty aggressive. And I think she's going to be somebody clearly to watch because she wants to make a name for herself. Let's continue on with Nancy Cordes.
Undecided moderates like Susan Collins of Maine will be watching closely.
Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
Do you have any response to Christine Ford?
Kavanaugh insisted Monday that Ford's story is a completely false allegation. Many Republicans said they believed him.
I think she's mistaken.
They can't beat him on the law, so they're trying to destroy his life.
But Ford submitted to a polygraph test in August and has therapist's notes dating back 6 years that detailed the incident.
I believe Dr. Ford, the survivor.
Ford went to her congresswoman, Anna Eshoo, this summer and initially asked to remain anonymous.
She had a very strong sense that her life would be upended.
On Monday, Kavanaugh's allies released letters from 2 ex-girlfriends who said he was a thoughtful, perfect gentleman, as longtime friends like lawyer Helgi Walker came to his defense.
He's a person I've known for 25 years and a person who I know to be a good and a decent and an honest person.
Democrats have been pushing for the FBI to investigate this allegation as part of its background check of Kavanaugh, but the FBI says there is no potential federal crime here. Republicans had been hoping to hold a committee vote on Kavanaugh this week. Now they say they'll hold it next week, a day or two after that explosive hearing.
Explosive hearing. Explosive hearing. And say that. And all of this is going to get decoded through the media's eyes.
Yes.
And that's that is kind of a, that's where I'm going to have some problems. Okay, so she, Kavanaugh is nominated on July the 9th, 2018. So she sends a letter in the latter part of July. She's actually talking to them at the end of July, and then she does a polygraph at the beginning of August. That sounds pretty planned to me.
Yes.
And I, the more I kind of think about this, I think the what they did is they teed it up, and then they're going to make, they got Kavanaugh to go in and do the hearing, so he's agreed, he's going to show up. I think she's not going to show up. They're going to blame the Republicans for her being too scared and how aggressive that they were going to be. And so then they've got Kavanaugh all to himself, and they don't have her answering anything. This is so set up. Okay, so Jonathan Turley, who I've got a lot of respect for, he's going to be talking about the polygraph, but then also, what are some possibilities that could happen?
Sure.
Could we have a few good men kind of moment here or not?
Jonathan, your column today breaks down all three. So let's start with number one. Number one scenario is a few good men scenario. What are you saying?
Well, you know, one possibility, of course, is that you have, you know, someone actually break on the stand, actually have the accuser admit that this is simply false, like the movie. The problem is that this isn't some powerful Marine general. This is someone who is claiming to be the victim of an attempted rape. Moreover, it's not a few good men on the committee. It's all men. And so it's going to be very hard for the Republicans to deal with the optics of this, to have someone who comes forward and says, look, this guy tried to rape me, and to really sort of drill down and questioning on whether she's a liar. And so that's going to be a very difficult thing for the Republican members to do. But I got to tell you, as a defense counsel, there's no midpoint here. I mean, when you have a case where someone is alleging a sexual assault or rape, either it's that person's a victim or that person is a liar. And you don't have any midpoint. If you finish midpoint, the jury tends to rule against the defendant. So the Republicans are going to be in a tough position. Either they're going to have to address this or not. Now, it is possible to have a polygraph with a false memory. You know, it is possible for her to be mistaken that this really wasn't Kavanaugh and still pass a polygraph. I've done polygraph cases in the national security area, and they are not nearly as precise as people think they are.
So I thought it was kind of interesting that the, you know, believing the defendant, or the accuser, more than the defendant. It's now Jonathan Turley in this next clip is actually going to make a prediction of the chances, but he's also going to be talking about a draw is really a loss.
And Jonathan, the other thing is, did it happen? She could say, the technician could say, yeah, it looks like it happened. Is it Brett Kavanaugh? So that's another question. I like to see the questions on the polygraph and how it was done, if that, of course, becomes a case. But if you're drilling down that far to decide if he should be the next Supreme Court nominee, that's not going to get done in a week. The next is, of course, he breaks on the stand. He looks uncertain, can't answer the questions. Of course, then it would all fall apart. And a tie scenario is the third option, that you say it's no better for Kavanaugh. This cannot end in a tie. It's got to be definitive. Kavanaugh didn't do it, right?
Yeah, it's going to be real tough if this thing ends up as a he said, she said, particularly in the Me Too period. You know, the Republicans are going to have to create some terra firma here, some basis to say, look, it's just at this point, it does not appear that this is a legitimate objection. Now, they're already trying to lay ground for that, to say that he wasn't at the party. But, you know, this was over 30 years ago. So both of the memories on both sides can be challenged.
If I was to ask Jonathan Turley the percentages of Kavanaugh going forward and becoming a Supreme Court justice now, what do you think?
Oh, gosh. I got to tell you, Brian, he's got a margin of one or two votes. There were already a couple of members that were uneasy about his position on Roe. I'd give it a 50-50 shot at this point. Honestly, it's not a cop-out. I think it's exactly 50-50.
Interesting. I can just see, it's like watching a car wreck in slow motion. I can just see what the Democrats have done here. That attorney that we played yesterday was so certain, oh, absolutely, she's going to testify. And got it out there, drew Kavanaugh into it, and then he's going to be sitting there, and the Dems are going to do everything they can to basically redefine him. And redefine him as this drunken high school kid that was just totally out of control, and it's going to be the way they're going to ask the questions, and that's what their purpose is. It is just amazing to me, and I tell you what, it's going to be some much watched TV. I guess we'll look at trying to carry it live here on Monday when we come up with the time, if it's in our time slot here. And the question will be, how long will he be grilled on this thing? I mean, they're going to do, everybody's going to get 5 minutes, or is everybody going to get 2 5-minute question rounds? Because that's a lot of time with the number of members that they have. So now let's pull in Judge Napolitano talking about Brett Kavanaugh. He's also going to be talking about FISA. This is a piece that he did about 3 hours ago talking about it. And so we're going to get a little bit of a mixture. We're going to have to do this as a stop and go. I hope you don't mind.
In this day and time, and I understand this, an allegation's been made. Judge Kavanaugh is going to respond.
This is second level.
That's the appropriate way. The accuser is going to have her time as well, and it should be an orderly and appropriate process.
Judge Napolitano is Fox News senior judicial analyst. He joins us now. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. We need to hear from both sides, and that's what's about to happen. Right?
Even the president, who's been pushing aggressively to have Judge Kavanaugh confirmed as Justice Kavanaugh in time to sit with the Supreme Court the first Monday in October, recognized yesterday that this will take a little time. The Democrats would like a full-fledged FBI investigation of Dr. Ford and her husband and her therapist and whoever else can corroborate this. The polygraph administrator, what questions were put to her and how did she respond? Was there any equivocation? And of course, they also want the FBI to interrogate Judge Kavanaugh, the so-called lookout who says it didn't happen, anybody else that can corroborate Judge Kavanaugh's side. I don't think that's going to happen. I think on Monday, we will hear from Dr. Ford, and she will be examined by all members of the committee, and then we'll hear from Judge Kavanaugh, and he'll be examined by all members of the committee, and then the Senate rules permit one corroborating witness for each side. We don't know who, if any, those people will be. When this happened in 1991, talking about Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas, Professor Hill was effectively demolished by a brilliant and withering and fierce cross-examination conducted by the late Senator Arlen Specter, the former Philadelphia district attorney. Mm-hmm. I don't think that can happen today in the Me Too era. Dr. Ford cannot be treated as aggressively as Senator Specter treated Professor Hill. It's an entirely different era. She may very well be a victim. She may very well be a liar. She may very well be a dupe. Here's my question. What happens if at 5 o'clock Monday afternoon, it's a draw? I mean, there are no rules. There's not a court of law where she has to prove her case by more evidence or he has to disprove her case by more evidence. It's a question of impression. Who more likely than not was the truth teller?
So what's the answer to that, Judge?
That's going to be determined by four people. Senators Flake, Corker, Collins, and Murkowski, the four Republicans who may be looking for a reason not to vote for him, who may be looking for a reason not to vote for his confirmation, who may be looking for a reason to vote for his confirmation. But those are the four that will hold this in the balance. I say that because I believe the Democrats are in lockstep. There's 51 Republicans. If they lose one, if it's 50-50, Vice President Pence breaks the tie. If they lose two, the nomination is history, and it's a major defeat for the president.
Well, here's
he's spot on his analysis with that. And boy, those four, imagine that we're putting confidence in those four, in Flake and Corker. Collins and Murkowski, I think they'll come around. I'm worried about, I don't know, Flake, I think he's already going to be banished from the kingdom. I think it would make it even worse if he did that. Newstalk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on, tune in.
Newstalk 93.1 FM.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Fire. Hey, let me stand next to your fire. 272-9228, that's where we are.
Let me stand. Yeah, baby. Listen here, baby.
Ah, yes.
Stop acting so crazy. You say your mom ain't home and ain't my concern. Just come play with me and you won't get burned. I only want an itch and desire. Let me stand next to your...
Hate to interrupt Jimmy, but let's go down, back down to the judge here, Andrew. Let's continue with the judge here.
Dianne Feinstein making the comparison to Anita Hill, as you just did, and the lessons learned. She says, quote, I'm disappointed the FBI and White House are failing to take even the most basic steps to investigate this matter. We must not repeat the mistakes of the past and rush the process before we're able to gather more information and the FBI is able to reopen and complete the background investigation.
Well, she is talking about the Clarence Thomas Anita Hill event, which mirrors this. Mm-hmm. Professor Hill made her allegations the last minute, and there was no FBI investigation. They extended the hearing by 3 days. She testified, Judge Thomas testified, and then various witnesses testified. Judge Thomas, who mm-hmm. sat right where Judge Kavanaugh sits today, the very same court, walked in, and the first question to him was, well, what do you have to say about her testimony? His answer was, I didn't watch her testimony. This is a high-tech lynching, and I'm not going to watch it. Now, I don't know if Judge Kavanaugh is going to watch his accuser on television as she makes these accusations, but we're going to see some high drama. I don't know anything about Professor Ford, but I know Judge Kavanaugh is brilliant and will not miss any nuance in what the accuser says.
So many coming out on his behalf, speaking of his...
But again, what happens if she doesn't show up?
Right.
He can get, he can have someone to come in and testify on his behalf, and I would strongly suggest the person who said she's nuts and never happened. But that guy's going to have to be pretty moxie to get up there because they're going to take him apart for drinking too much.
Yeah, he's the guy who wrote those books about their salad days and getting debauched, thoroughly debauched. And there's only one obscure reference to Kavanaugh in those books he wrote where he refers to one of his friends as Bart O. Kavanaugh. And it's not any details. It's just, it's one of the guys. And, I mean, this is where it gets so bizarre, especially when you're talking about a party atmosphere, and I've done plenty of that in my life.
No.
You ask me to, like, think back to particular nights, unless it was some epic story. Most of those nights are a blur, whether or not I was drinking to excess. Like, you don't remember that stuff.
Well, it's interesting because she describes the house in detail.
Yeah.
But she didn't give an address, and I wonder... We know where that house is. I mean, that would be one of the first questions I would ask her. But see, she gets a free ride if she doesn't show up, and he gets pummeled by all the Democrats. And then if the guy that said no, it didn't happen, and maybe what he should do is a sworn statement, an affidavit that says that. And then he didn't have to be subject to it. But then, the Democrats would say, well, he didn't show up and he's not under oath. So you, in the affidavit, you're swearing to it. I hope somebody's really thinking through this to get this thing to work out the way it should. Good old Jeff Flake. What's he saying?
This is important. Those allegations proven to be true. People believe that they are. That changes the equation, certainly. So he's already hedging. He likes the cameras on him.
He really does. He really does. Let's continue on with Jason Napolitano.
Character, have known him for so long. I want to just real quickly play Jonathan Turley, constitutional law professor, George Washington University, on what he laid out that the GOP needs to prove. Watch.
When you have a case where someone is alleging a sexual assault or rape, either it's that person's a victim or that person is a liar, and you don't have any midpoint. If you finish midpoint, the jury tends to rule against the defendant. So the Republicans are going to be in a tough position. Either they're going to have to address this or not.
I'm not quite as gloomy as my colleague and friend, Professor Turley, and I think a tie can still go to Judge Kavanaugh. Mm. At the end of the Clarence Thomas Anita Hill hearing, it was effectively a tie, even though Senator Specter rattled her. She didn't change her allegations. The Senate Judiciary Committee at that time voted no preference. Mm. They just voted to send the nomination to the floor, which is why I think it's going to be determined by the four, Corker, Flake, Collins, and Murkowski, only one of whom, Senator Flake, actually sits on the committee.
Meanwhile,
there are no rules here.
There are no rules, and that's why there's so many question marks.
Interesting on this, and it didn't even have to be voted out of the committee. Clarence Thomas didn't get voted out of the committee. It went into straight to the floor.
Right.
Out here.
McConnell will only bring it to the floor, though, unless he knows he has these names Napolitano has been through. Or unless one of these Democrats in a red state will come over, but I doubt that.
Yeah, I doubt that. If the Democrat was going to be the difference, I think Chuck Schumer would go crazy on that.
Well, yeah.
And he would throw him under the bus. And there would be. But it sure would show a sense of independence. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back. Right after this.
All right. Now dig this, baby.
The Dan Morris Show.
You don't care for me. I don't know care about that. You got a new fool. Ha, I'd like to laugh at. I have only one burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire. Hey, let me stand next to your fire.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump continuing his support for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh following claims by Professor Christine Ford that the judge tried to rape her in high school.
So it's unfortunate. He is an incredible man. He's an incredible intellect. He will make an incredible Supreme Court justice, but we feel that we want to go through a process. We want to hear both sides.
The Senate Judiciary Committee delaying a vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation until a hearing is held. The judge denies the accusation. A homeless man now charged for the murder of an amateur golf champion from Spain studying at Iowa State University. The body of Celia Rosamania found yesterday in a pond on a golf course in Ames, Iowa.
She had been stabbed in the upper torso, head, and neck.
Ames Police Commander Jeff Huff says 22-year-old Colin Richards is jailed on $5 million bond. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The late season heat continues today. The rain chances are small, but there could be some isolated storms around. Today, abundant sunshine, very hot with a high around 94, heat index 100 or above again. I can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Good luck. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature into the middle 90s for about the sixth day in a row. Rain chances are about 10% tomorrow. Then isolated storms return on Thursday, and then back to that regular lower 90s with spotty storms here and there as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone because it has everything. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, radar, future radar, plus access to my videos and all my blog updates, too. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Before we get back to Justin Napolitano and some others here to wrap up the show, and by the way, if 272-9228, let's go to the phones and go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Good morning. I'm sorry. Good afternoon. God bless America. Gentlemen.
How are you today?
I'm tickled to death to be alive. And yourself?
Me too. Any day above ground is a good day.
That's right. I was, this morning I had to travel to the big city of Birmingham, and I'm surprised that y'all aren't really concentrating on the number one story in the Birmingham area this morning was the fact that Bert and Ernie have been outed as homosexuals.
Yeah. I actually just mentioned that to Dan off air.
Yeah, we saw that pass on the Daily Mail.
You know, and when did inanimate objects become able to become? I mean, it wouldn't be. But, I mean, this was a large, concentrated effort on those that station, which I will not mention, in Birmingham. And they talked about Bert and Ernie, comparing other comic personalities. And, you know, as the world turns, I mean, who cares? It's like my refrigerator and my stove are in the same room, so they're homosexual. I mean, how can inanimate objects be even? The world is so crazy.
Well, but it's also, it's kind of, James, it's like, oh, Liberace was gay. Who would have thought?
Oh,
I mean, wow. You know, it's...
Who cares?
Right, but they are characters, so there is a personality to the character.
Do you know where they got their name?
No, I do not.
They got their name from Bert and Ernie from It's a Wonderful Life.
Bert and Ernie, It's a Wonderful Life, okay.
The two characters in It's a Wonderful Life were Bert and Ernie, the cop and the cab driver.
Yeah.
That's where they got the name.
Well, and as far as the, what's their name, and accusing, hopefully the future Chief Justice, you know, we know a person, several people knew that gentleman. He married his wife when she was 14. Of course, 60 some odd years ago, this was not a untold thing to happen, because I know a lot of people's great grandparents were married in their late teens, early teens type thing, and you know what. What really is disheartening to me is the fact that somebody can say something with no evidence, just say it, and therefore it becomes true. Or if you say it, like, what was that old saying? If you say something long enough, it becomes true, or tell a lie long enough, it becomes true. But here we go. I mean, I just, matter of time. But anyway, that's enough of my rambling. I go back and listen to y'all's rambling. You're doing a good job,
friend. Thanks, James. Appreciate you. A little rambling there. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Thank you, Dan. How are you doing today?
I'm very good, Lee. And you?
Oh, I've just been listening to your store and everything that's been going on. And you know, this may not be relevant to what you've been talking about. Just all this craziness that's just been going on. You know, I just don't see how people don't recognize that what the Democrats are doing and all this stuff with Trump and everything, that they're just writing a new playbook, don't you think?
Actually, they're using their old playbook.
Well, I mean, they've gone to the extreme that, you know, sooner or later there will be a Democratic president. Sooner or later, the Congress and the House will maybe under Democratic control, and the Republicans will turn around and do it right back to them, and nobody wins. I mean, it's the part where they just, no matter what happens, they just can't get along, and the only people that really hurt in that is is the American, the public. I mean, I've got grandkids, and I mean, look at the world that it's gotten to. I mean, I had a wife that worked for a public school, and because she voted for Trump and the people that ran it were leaning to the left, she no longer has a job.
Well,
I mean, is this the world that we're really coming to, is what I'm saying. I mean, can't people just stop and think about how this is really going?
Well, until the public is upset, it's probably going to stay just the way it is.
Well, I just thought maybe that would put a seed in some people's minds, and I appreciate you talking with me, and I like your show.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate the telephone call. Let me go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard. And by the way, Brennan is already out saying that the releasing of the FISA documents is and declassifying them is to try to stop Mueller. Is Trump's way of trying to stop Mueller. And then in a way, he's right, because if you find out that Mueller, that investigation was totally fabricated, then everything out of that is going to be bad. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Duke.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
How are you? I'm fine. How are y'all, Joey?
Good, yeah.
This is going on in this country. It reminds me of the witch. What was it? The witch? Any you accused of something?
Witch hunt.
And the witch hunt or whatever it was. And it's amazing that somebody can just say something about you and you're guilty and you have to prove yourself not guilty. And it just blows my mind.
Yep. And again, the Republicans need to be ready to beat up the Democrats on this and the way they handled this. And they, I'm going to be very disappointed if they don't do that. Win, lose, or draw.
That's a precedent for good people that don't want to come into the light to, you know, put up with this kind of crap, you know, with their family and so forth. But anyway.
Yeah,
can I
go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask for that sweet Craig whenever you get it.
What's Duke, do you know his month and day of birth?
Is it 8-8?
Yeah, it's 8-8.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what were you going to say? I didn't mean to interrupt.
It just is a shame that, the Republicans don't know how to do political warfare. They just kind of, they're not willing to try to extract a price out from the Democrats for this, and they need to. The reason they're doing it is because it's worked in the past before.
Mm-hmm. It's an old playbook.
It really is.
It sure does get old, my friend.
Duke, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's continue on with Justin Politano here.
As to what exactly is going to happen. And by the way, do you think she's going to accept this invitation ultimately and sit down publicly?
I do. I make that statement from listening to her lawyer last night.
All right. So big showdown on Monday, possibly then. I got to ask you real quick before you go FISA. About the declassification of these FISA documents by the president in other news. Obviously, this is much to the pleasure of Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan and Republicans who have been asking for this to happen. What happens now?
Well, just because a document has been declassified doesn't mean it becomes public. A lot of these documents are protected by laws that the president and the Congress can't interfere with because a prior Congress has written the laws. So documents that are reflecting an ongoing criminal investigation, documents that reveal sources and methods of intelligence, documents that reveal what was presented to a grand jury, documents that reveal thoughts and impressions of prosecutors about the strength of their case, those things can't be revealed, which is why even though the president signed this order last night, it will take days, maybe weeks, for dozens and dozens of pairs of eyes to examine each of these documents and see if there's some law that keeps them secret or if they can go.
Let's move. Now that we've finished out with that subject, let's continue with that subject. And Byron, let's do Catherine Herridge, who has been superb on this whole thing. She's going to kind of go through the releasing the FISA warrant to be released, and the kind of the news story of it. This was right when it broke, by the way.
Breaking right now, President Trump is ordering the declassification of FISA documents that the House Intelligence and Government Oversight Committees have been seeking. Also tonight, more of those infamous text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page are being released as well.
According to the White House statement, the records include the surveillance warrant application for Trump campaign aide Carter Page, FBI interviews of senior Justice Department official Bruce Ohr, as well as all text messages related to Russia without redactions from former FBI Director James Comey, his deputy Andrew McCabe, or as well as former FBI agent Peter Strzok and former FBI lawyer Lisa Page. This comes as Fox News confirms new details about the Russia probe's findings.
During her closed-door testimony, a transcript reviewed by Fox News shows that former FBI lawyer Lisa Page said the FBI investigation had not yielded hard evidence of Russian collusion 9 months into the case when special counsel Robert Mueller took over. Certainly at this point, the case had been ongoing. We didn't have an answer. That's obvious, Page told investigators with the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe handled the questioning.
Lisa Page's testimony, I can say, is consistent with a lot of other testimony, to the point that neither she or Peter Strzok and the folks at the center of the Trump-Russia collusion investigation had any evidence of collusion with Russians nearly a year into the investigation.
This morning, the president seized on the report, tweeting, "No evidence of collusion before Mueller appointment. The case should never have been allowed to be brought." With Page's revelation, three Republican Hill sources told Fox they questioned whether the Russia probe shifted last summer from Russian collusion to an obstruction case against the president. May 2017 is a pivotal month. Robert Mueller was named special counsel 8 days after President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. 2 hours after Comey's ousting, then FBI agent Peter Strzok texted Page, "We need to open the case we've been waiting on now while Andy is acting." Andy is a reference to then Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who temporarily took over for Comey. Page replied, "We need to lock in redacted in a formal, chargeable way soon." In his public testimony, Strzok did not clarify the text, citing a connection to Mueller's work.
"Consistent with the department's policy on ongoing investigations and based on the special counsel equities, I'm not authorized to discuss ongoing investigations."
Okay.
Lawyers for the former FBI officials did not respond to requests for comment. Tonight, there is no public timeline for the release of the Russia records, but the White House announcement took some senior congressional sources by surprise. One cautioned that the declassification process could take some time. The White House wants it done as soon as possible.
News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday. We're going to be back with the final segment right after this.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, let's, we're going to come back to another segment on Catherine Harris, but I want to try to get in Byron York, and he's going to be talking about the 302s, and that is one of the things that Trump asked to be released. Now, in particular, what they were talking about is that when Bruce Orr would meet with Christopher Steele, and then Bruce Orr would then meet with FBI agents talking about Steele and what and giving them the information, there would be a 302 on that. And the question's going to be, when what did he say that was in this 302, and how accurate was it? But let's listen to Byron York.
Byron, this is almost unprecedented. What do you think the release will expose about what Bruce Orr, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and others are up to?
Well, we should learn more about what the FBI did with the so-called Trump dossier, that collection of unverified allegations against Donald Trump that was compiled by Christopher Steele, that former British spy who was being paid by the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign. And one of the things that are going to be declassified are what are called the Bruce Orr 302s. Those refer to memos that the FBI wrote each time they interviewed Bruce Orr. Orr served as the go-between between Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier, and the FBI. So Orr would meet with Christopher Steele, and Steele would pass on the latest allegation he had found out, and then Orr would go to the FBI and tell the FBI what Steele just told him.
So you think
each time he did that,
we're going to find out exactly what was going on between the two? And there have been accusations that Orr was basically used as a cutout because Steele had been dropped by the FBI, and they met a dozen times.
Exactly. And each time they did that, each time Bruce Orr went and was interviewed by the FBI wrote up a report on it. That's what it's called, a 302. And there are at least a dozen of them. They've never seen the light of day. And the president has ordered them to be released.
Really sorry about that. He steps on him there. So here's some other things. Did Bruce Orr tell the FBI who the source was? Because the FBI had dropped Steele at one time, so wouldn't they have been a little, well, what are you doing talking to him? And what's the timing, what's the dates on these type of things? That's going to be, and particularly when we get down to the FISA warrant, and they reveal this, and they show that all the stuff was done in here that was from a false source, but they were making it sound like a positive source, particularly if they went in and had leaked the story to the press themselves and then used that as an attribution to the FISA document, which is just basically an echo chamber that is there. And it's, I believe what's going to happen with this is going to make them look political, and that they had a political motivation for doing this. And that's where everything starts falling apart for the Democrats. Let's continue with Byron York, and he's going to be talking about the sources.
What if this information shows that there was a legitimate concern that the Russians somehow had infiltrated the Trump campaign?
Oh, well, that would be an enormous step forward, because we've heard so many times that there is no evidence showing collusion. And if it actually did show collusion, I think that would be enormous. Another thing the president has ordered to be declassified are critical parts of the warrant application that the FBI used to get permission to wiretap Carter Page, who had once been a Trump advisor. A lot of that was blacked out when it was first released, and the president has ordered some of that to be released as well.
And what if this information shows that there was no collusion, that there was nothing in these allegations, and it was all smoke?
Well, you have to think that the FBI's Carter Page application, which was in October 21st of 2016, at the height of the campaign, would list what their concerns were about relations between contacts, between links between Russia and the Trump campaign. And apparently what we will find out with the release of these previously classified documents is what the FBI was worried about, so we can finally evaluate the case they were making for surveillance of Carter Page and for, on a larger sense, for continuing the Trump-Russia investigation.
They step on each other so much on this whole thing. So I don't think it's going to show any collusion. I think that's too far-fetched. I think the whole purpose is exactly what we have been talking about from the very beginning. I think it's going to be seen as a politically initiated and motivated document that is really going to put Mueller in a bad shape. But then the other catch is going to be, did Brennan and or Clapper have anything to do with that? And is that going to be seen in this group of documents, or is it going to be seen in the next one? Let's continue on with Byron York.
And finally, do you think that this will expose, finally, the behaviors, and it is a breath of fresh air, or as Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and others are saying, this is abuse of presidential authority. This could damage national intelligence and put a chill on future informants.
Well, Democrats have made the same complaint about every time previously classified information has been released. You'll remember when the Nunes memo was released, which talked about this FISA application. That was back in February. Democrats beforehand said that releasing it would be devastating to national security, and it wasn't. So in this case, we'll see what's released, but certainly Republicans on the committee say that after it is vetted for sources and methods information, that releasing it will not harm national security.
And actually, I said finally before, but really finally, doesn't the public have a right to know? Don't we have a right to know and have this information out, as some say, to finally try to get to the truth of some of this matter when we don't know what's going on?
I think you're absolutely right, because the whole Trump-Russia issue has been a burning hot issue in our public conversation for 2 years. There are people, members of Congress, who would like to use the issue as a reason to remove the president from office. This could not be more important. So the more we learn about it, the better.
Absolutely. That's exactly the right. And he is making the case for the Republicans. By golly, they better get this thing right and hone their message on this, because this is just way too important to mess up on here. Folks, a reminder that this hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky. Not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Come on and see Tip Tames, Lynn, Danielle, Eric, the whole gang there at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, and tell them thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Moore Show. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
It's been a fantastic show.
Man, that's...
We got to wait. I wonder when these documents, declassified documents, will be released. A few days, more like a week or two?
I think it's going to take a little while to do, because it's got to go through the process of approval by the different groups. And then I think what they're going to do, like I said, is going to be... they're going to declassify unredacted. There's still going to be some redacted parts in there that Adam Schiff and company are going to really try to sink their teeth into. See, it's all under there what really happened here. But I think the IG's report is what did the first just total blackouts that were there. And I think he is closing in.
And I guess the day or the night they are released, it's going to be a Chardonnay evening for you?
Absolutely. We'll be all over that rascal. Joey, thanks for a great show. Audience, thank you so very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And keep doing this until I get it right. Mayor Todd Strange in the house tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Adios.